Hi, Doug. Marco. Oh, hi. You back in town?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. You had a trip.
I did. I spent 3 full days. My grandson, just him and I, we had Shabbat together and sang some songs had a great time.
So he's several months old now, so you can really enjoy him.
Yeah, he's 7 months old, so
Oh, already.
yeah. So it was great. How are you doing? How's Tony?
He's doing good. We go back tomorrow to Lafayette to get the drain out. I think they'll take it out because it's not seeping very much fluid anymore. He's doing pretty good, but the drain bothers him a lot, you know.
Still recuperating, huh?
Well, it's just been, well, it's a week today, so.
That's good. I'm so excited that everything went well for him.
It really did go well.
Are you feeling okay?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I just don't ever get a break. You know, it's every minute from the minute you get up to the minute you finally close your eyes.
Good evening.
Good
Good
Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
evening. Yes, happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
So we will begin. We're in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar in section 13 of the Parashah of Lech Lecha, and we're at verse 112. We'll start with a Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud could Shabri Fu Ishkin Tevit Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himu. Reakta Lashem Yud He Bavavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Umud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenei. Umila Da Yisalek Libre Gavmin Tad Kemash Mao V'chad kediti emor lachachma achoti at ukti vamri nachoti at ukti v'yat had tadaber eleinu leman yitav li ba'avurech Kalate Shekina Amar Biavurech Itav Likucha Brichu Tehaita Nafshi Biglalech Begin Bigda Istalak Barnash Vayizkel Istalka The translation. The phrase, my sister, has two meanings. The first is literal, namely that you are my sister. The second is figurative, as in the verse, say to wisdom, you are my sister. It also is written, say, I pray you, you are my sister. The word you alludes to the Shekhinah, and it is also written, speak you to us, which also alludes to the Shekhinah, in which the Shekhinah, he said, that it may be well with me for your sake, which means for the sake of the Shekhinah. And also my soul shall live because of you. because as a result of this, referring to the Malkin of Chachma, a person is elevated up to the path of life, since the light of Chachma is called the light of Chaya, as is already known. My comments, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments in this pasuk, it is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I did have one thought, and that was I wondered in the references that were given from the Torah, the Tanakh, if you was Ata, or was it At? In other words, was it feminine or masculine? Which I can look those up.
In the Torah, it's the letter, the word is Ot, Aleph Tav.
Okay, so it is feminine.
If it was male, if it was Ata, they would not have related to Shekhinah.
Okay.
And you also need to realize that the spelling of you, At, Aleph Tav, is the same as the word Et, which we've constantly talked about, that Et represents the energy of the 22 Hebrew letters from Aleph to Tav, from the first to the last. And that is all, the Zohar is very clear that whenever there is an Et in a sentence, in a verse, it is referring to the connection to the Shekhinah with that word. And this verse in the Zohar comes and just reinforces it with all of these different connections and verses that hint in some cases and are very explicit in other cases of how the relationship of the concept of sister is relating to the Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah is both a daughter and a sister to Bina, which is understanding.
Well, I think because we see the masculine form of Atah and the blessings, and unless you're actually looking at the Hebrew side, you don't think of these words being feminine unless you look at the Hebrew. So that was my thought, to be more conscious of it when I see you, to look at the Hebrew as well.
You're absolutely correct. I need to... You're telling me very clearly that I have been remiss as a teacher, because I've only mentioned it a few times in my classes.
Well, I've taught both forms, you know, masculine and feminine, also the word et, but, you know, it's most of the time it's in the blessings, and, you know, with beginning students, you're not really going over the verses necessarily, you know, in Hebrew. It's just something to take note of. It's just like now when I see Anokhi, I've got to look it up, you know, and see, okay, why? Why is this time it's not Hashem, but it's Anokhi? You know, it's just the kind of thing you just tell yourself, oh, check it out.
Understand. But the word Ata, when you use it in the blessings, the word Ata, as we've discussed a few times, is an additional word. Because if you didn't say Ata in the blessing, you just said Baruch Hashem, the translation would be the same. The essence of the words are the same. But the word is adding the following consciousness and meditation, that whenever I'm saying a blessing, this is what my kavanah, my intention is. It's Aleph to Tav. All the energy of the 22 Hebrew letters injected into the hay, the lower hay of Malchut. of the name of Hashem. And that's why a ta is inserted in all of the blessings, because you're injecting the word Baruch comes from Chachma, for it actually comes from an aspect of Keter. Blessings come from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and blessings then need to be put into a vessel, which is the Hebrew letters, but which is then injected into the physical level, which is the letter He. And all of this is part of the Kavanah that we have as students of Kabbalah when saying the Hebrew blessings, Baruch Atah Hashem, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, and so forth. So I will go on unless there's additional questions or comments.
Okay.
Verse 113. Imrina Ahoti Igomer Rabbi Esa Amar Yada Hawa Avraham Dekalho Mitzrae Shatifin Inun Bezima Bukeo Bukewan Bekal Hayada Amaila Dahil Al Itteya Dilahadar Mearcha Willa Yeo Betaman Ela Begin Dechama Shekinta Ima. The translation, say, I pray you, you are my sister. Rabbi Yessa said, Abraham knew that all the Egyptians are lecherous. Since he knew this, how come he was not afraid for his wife and did not return back from this journey and refrain from entering there? And he replies, because he saw that she was accompanied by the Shekhinah. Therefore, he had confidence in her and had no fear. My commentary is, the verse is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I agree.
You agree?
The Torah
doesn't
hint to us that he saw the Shekhinah. So I guess that's why we felt like he was really, really upset.
No, the Torah doesn't say that he saw the Shekhinah. The Zohar says it. But the Shekhinah never appears in the
right.
Torah. But there's this idea that all the Egyptians are lecherous. Is Egyptians a physical description of a human being, or is it a level of consciousness?
Well, I didn't take it to be a stereotype of all. I felt like it was just men in general look upon a beautiful woman. But I can understand your question now that you've said it.
My question is just, I'm pointing out ways of perceiving the Zohar, just as the Torah has 70 levels of consciousness, 70 ways of understanding the Torah. The same is true of the Zohar. Because the Zohar we consider the soul of Hashem, the soul of the Torah. I shouldn't say the soul of Hashem, but the soul of the Torah. And so when we read them, we're using the language of branches, the physical words, the physical concepts. But we really need to broaden our perspective and try and think of it in terms of what is the spiritual level that's being described.
Don't we have to think about who are these Egyptians, their reincarnated souls of whom in previous lifetimes too? And especially after reading the Dalits, we didn't get to have a class, but I read it kind of swiftly, so I can't say that it soaked in, but it made you really think of who were the Israelites and who were the Egyptians and who were the peoples of those generations and why they reincarnated in that generation. So I would think that Egyptians would apply here too.
That is correct, and we're going to, because we didn't have the class last night, I was planning, instead of doing the Tikkuni Zohar tonight, because during the week of Hanukkah, you have the Organuz available by the lighting of the candle and the consciousness. So I was going to read the writings of the Ari and do that class tonight rather than the Tikkuni Zohar. So
okay. It wasn't the easiest to understand on your own.
It's really very enlightening, but it does take mm-hmm. contemplation.
Right. And it wasn't time. With it being Hanukkah, it was just a little difficult to be able to do all those things, but I'll tuck the handout in my bag in the car tomorrow, so I'm not the one driving, so I'll be able to read it too.
And we need to say this is the end of section 13, so tomorrow we'll be starting section 14.
Okay. I'm not sure we'll be back in time because our appointment is almost near noon, so that's going to mean we're going to get back later. But if I'm here, we will. I'll be.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions or comments they'd like to make? If not, I wish Hannah and Tony a good trip.
Thank you.
And a happy
Malcolm,
Hanukkah.
Good to have you back. Good to have Malcolm back.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Malcolm.
Thank you.
And you all have a beautiful evening, and we'll be doing the Ari's class tonight at the 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.